What makes me tingle with excitement is hearing about what's happening at the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, and how about you?
Good. Just still kind of ruminating on that last interview, thinking about what we all did to kind of keep our communities and ourselves going.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of gave me the tinglings. That's what.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you're stopping by the library later today. I actually just pulled a book that made me think about what that interview was just talking about, called The Quarantine Atlas, where folks from around the world drew maps about what their worlds looked like between May and June 2020.
Oh my God.
So just
look at you, like, look at you, like, oh, yeah, I just happen to have this book handy. Now, see, that's why the Two Harbors Public Library staff rock. That you guys can take something and boom, you know where to find something related to it right on the spot. You are awesome.
Thanks. Well, it's a great place to work. What can I say?
Right? We can do a challenge here, the Two Harbors challenge of try and stump the Two Harbors Public Library staff. But in the meantime, you won't. You will just learn some amazing, fabulous things. That's everyone's a winner.
So true. And, you know, as you're talking about all the stuff that the library has to offer, yes, I just grabbed a book that was something that I thought about. But, you know, learning is so much more than books. It's that social connection.
Yep.
And it's learning what we have going in the community. And I know that we had touched base with Katya Gordon last week about all of the stuff that is going on for Older Americans Month, but just for another quick plug, because I'm just so excited for all of these resources. If folks are looking for something to do, we're having a panel talking about all of the ways that older Americans serve and connect within Two Harbors, Lake County, the greater Arrowhead region of Minnesota. And there is somebody named Michelle Miller who's coming over for it.
Yep, I'll be there wearing my other hat, talking about all the awesome stuff that Lutheran Social Service is doing. And we have some other panelists lined up. And it's not about resources like, okay, how are you planning for the end of life, or how are you wrapping up for retirement? It's all the cool things that to be engaged in. And there are some resources if you're a caregiver or something like that as well. But it's the whole range of aging in a educated, fun way.
Yes, exactly. This year's theme, as you know, is Age My Way. And when people think about what do older Americans look like, you know, this is the baby boom generation that's starting to age, and they've never followed the rules or followed the book about what things look like, you know.
Right.
So, aging looks different today than how it looked even 10, 15 years ago. So really excited to talk about, as you mentioned, not just yes, here are some social resources, but then also look at all these ways that older Americans are giving back in our community, ways that they're shining their expertise and sharing their light. So even if you're not an older American, I'm still excited to learn a lot from our community.
The Two Harbors Public Library is the hub of what's happening in Two Harbors in the community.
And you know what? I love my job because I never quite know what a day is going to look like. So tomorrow, we're bringing back in-person youth programming.
Nice.
So in the morning, younger children and their caregivers can come for a really fun art project that's all about collaboration and curiosity while connecting through art. And in the afternoon, we receive funding through the state library to purchase additional kind of STEAM and STEM things for teens and tweens. So the kids are going to be playing with robots in the afternoon. So it's going to be just a fun, bustling day. And when you think about how all the different ways that this building has been used since it was constructed in 1908, I just love that we're going from connecting about social resources and social connectivity to doing an art project to putzing around with robots all in the span of 24 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal. That is amazing. And yeah, love it. So how do listeners get in touch with you to learn more about these great opportunities happening?
Great question, as always, Michelle. So you're always welcome to stop in at the library. We're here to help. Otherwise, give us a call at 834-3148. And also, if you're not connected to us with our online newsletter, this is where we send out our events. We give a sneak peek about what's to come for the month with crafts, events, building updates, just a little bit of everything. You can sign up for that on our website as well, which is twoharborspubliclibrary.com.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to touch base on today?
The problem is, of course, I'd like to talk to you for like 2 hours.
Right.
I better be respectful of your time. I do, just one other quick side note. Archives room is unavailable to the public until Tuesday. We're just working on some facility updates. This should be a one-and-done fix.
Okay.
But we still have a great local history collection that's available to folks, so just stop on by the desk if you'd like information about accessing those materials.
Excellent.
So we do a lot, but that's just one area that we can't do right now.
Right. Yep. Well, you know, you do have to keep it up to date and maintain it. So that's okay. I'm giving you permission that that's okay.
Perfect. And, you know, I figured that this community would rather have a working sewer line at the library than be able to access the archives room all the time. So,
yeah,
you know, there's always trade-offs.
Right, right. Yeah, that's another win-win.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. True. And what are your hours for folks to stop on in?
Great question. We're open 9:30 to 5.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Madeline. I love, love, and appreciate you calling in every other week here on the radio.
Thank you so much. I love this partnership with KTWH, and I can't wait to see you to chat more and show you that book.
Yeah, I know. You're so awesome. Okay, put that on a post-it note. It's done.
Sounds good.
Okay, yep, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Sounds good, and bye.
Madeline Jarvis, director at the Two Harbors Public Library.